Now, the centenary of the end of the First World War is being marked by a number of ways right across the whole of the country, of course. And among the events right here in Lancashire is a moving and a remarkable concert at Blackburn Cathedral featuring music like this. See, we're only playing you a little bit. That's a tease. If you want to hear some more, you're going to have to go along on the night, because that was a tiny excerpt from Carl Jenkins' anti-war piece, The Armed Man, which is being performed in a few weeks' time by Blackburn Music Society in conjunction with Blackburn and Darwin Ban. And with me in the studio now is conductor Abby Kitchen and one of the members of Blackburn Music Society, John Hymers. That was just lovely, wasn't it?
Oh, it's a great piece. Absolutely, it's really fantastic.
You see, I don't know it. I'm a bit of a Sassenach when it comes to music like that. And yet, for a moment there, you're taken somewhere else, aren't you?
Well, it's a great storytelling piece. There's a lot of variety within it. It covers a lot of religions and cultures. And it's just a really exciting piece of music. It's got really poignant moments like what we just heard. And it's got kind of charges to war and this kind of heat of battle feel as well. So it's got it all.
How on earth do you begin with something like that, Abby, when you know, as the conductor of the piece, and it's you, isn't it? It's the Blackburn Music Society with the Blackburn and Darwin Band.
Yeah.
So, who decides? I mean, it's a massive piece of music, and it's absolutely beautiful. But there's so much in there. So, who starts the ball rolling with it, so to speak?
Well, I guess the balls all started rolling before I got this job. I'm new this year, so I started in September, and it was programmed, obviously, to celebrate the centenary or to mark the centenary. But we work at it week by week. We have a lot of fun, don't we, John?
She works very hard.
Does she,
John? She works very hard indeed. But every week is great fun, and it's a continual learning experience.
Mm. And so with a piece of music like that, then, it's already been arranged, and you've worked with the band, so they've got their arrangement. How much time have you got to get together to perform, you know, to practice?
So we meet every Monday for 2 hours. We have weekly rehearsals as Blackburn Music Society, and we'll have a couple of months on the work, so we really get to know it quite well. We have 2.5 months, basically, just on this piece of music. Each week we look at a few different movements, have a go at reading it to start off with, and then we go into detail, learning the piece, becoming familiar, learning how it all fits together. And then we'll get a couple of rehearsals with the band, who are busy at the moment practicing for the concert. So we have a couple of rehearsals with them for a few hours, and then it's the gig.
Yeah. How does it feel, John, when you start that first rehearsal with the band? I bet that lives a whole different level.
I mean, that brings it all to life, really. Yeah. Be with a band or an orchestra, you know, as Abby said, we work on individual bits week after week after week to get it right, but until it all comes together, that lifts it to a whole different level.
I bet it
really does. It sends goosebumps down your spine when you first hear it all. Fantastic.
Well, I can just imagine. What took you to the Music Society? What made you join?
Well, I joined about 3 years ago, and I'd always sort of sung. You know, my wife would say she can't shut me up with singing, but I've never sung seriously. And then after I'd retired, I went to hear Messiah, which the Music Society does every year at the Cathedral, and I just thought, I'm going to join.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, one of the great things about it, it is open to anybody, really. It's singing is something that brings people together.
It does.
So I thought, I'm going to give that a go.
And there's nothing like that feeling when it does all come together like that.
No.
You go through all those rehearsals, and then on the day, and you were describing, Abby, what happens in the cathedral when you do the Messiah and it's candlelit, and it just sounds gorgeous. So, This amazing piece of, it's an anti-war piece called The Armed Man. It's being performed in a few weeks' time by Blackburn Music Society with Blackburn and Darwin Band. And with me in the studio, I've got conductor of the society, Abby Kitchen, and also one of the members of Blackburn Music Society, John Hymus. And you were saying, John, it's, I mean, Abby, you said you were new to the job, but you were saying it's the first time you've had a lady conductor.
Apparently it is, yes. And all the men are immediately adopting the appropriate position of doing exactly as they're told by all
I love it. I love it. When you have a new conductor that comes in, we'll talk about her as if she's not here. Does it, you know, obviously they've got a different way of working. They want to put their own stamp on it. Does it kind of freshen everything up a little bit?
I think it does. I mean, and that, I don't want to imply that it was stale before, but because it won't. But it certainly, anybody new coming in does change the dynamic. Yeah. I mean, we were really lucky. Abby had been across once before, I think, as a guest when our previous music director was unavailable, and the entire choir was involved in the selection process. And I mean, the unanimous vote, I think, was Abby was the person for us. So we knew what we were getting. So we weren't too scared. No, but it does change it, and it freshens it up. Abby has different ways of doing things, and I think that's always welcome.
How did you get to be a conductor?
So I started at uni. I studied music at Manchester University, and in my final year, I was musical director of their chamber choir, Ad Solem. So it's all student run at Manchester. So I had an amazing experience, learned on the job, high level conducting. And then from there, I got a fellowship in Scotland with the RSNO Chorus, and that's just enabled me to continue conducting and take on more and more jobs.
And so that's, you're a proper professional conductor.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we get a bit confused about the role of a conductor, don't we? I mean, this is my understanding of it, and I might well be wrong, Abby, but I always think the role of the conductor is almost redundant by the time you get to performance. It's almost like it's the putting together of it all, really, isn't it? Am I wrong? Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I think that's quite a common understanding of it, and a lot of people think you just stand at the front and wave your arms around. Yeah. I think in reality, it's what I love about my job is I get to work with people, and I love music and I love working with people and enabling people to understand and really capture what the music is trying to do in rehearsal, and teaching it and bringing everyone with you in that process is what I love about it. So yeah. I work with loads of people every week, just enjoying music together. And then obviously when in the heat of battle in the gig, then you're kind of, it's on your shoulders to bring it all together, really. But but you're right, by that point, a lot of the work has been done, and it's a great process to be part of.
I always love watching The Last Night of the Proms at the Albert Hall, and it's almost, and the conductor, I can't remember who it was this year, I don't know if you saw it, but I mean, it was, and it's just that element of fun that he had with the orchestra, and that they look at him, and it's that trust as well that's going on between the two of you.
Definitely, and I think it's been great for me to come in. Glad to hear you weren't too scared, John.
I'm only saying that.
I know, I'm just kidding. But it's great that we can build that trust together. I think, you know, I need to get used to the singers, and the singers need to get used to me. And that's part of the rehearsal process, is about building that relationship and finding a language which works for everyone, and everyone knows what I'm talking about, and we can really be a team.
I'm about singing in the cathedral, because this is just such a wonderful place, isn't it?
It's a great venue to sing in. It really is. I mean, the acoustics superb, and the just the surroundings are awesome. If you can't sing in the cathedral, you can't sing anywhere.
Yeah, it is. It's a stunning venue to be in, and to sing in, I would imagine, it's really rewarding, because, as you say, because of the sound that you'll get in there, and then to perform a piece like this, because it's quite, I mean, it's poignant, isn't it? But it's fierce at times. It's one of those, it takes you on a real journey, doesn't it?
Definitely. I think that's what Carl Jenkins wrote so well in this piece of music. There's a call to prayer. There's a French folk song. There's typical mass texts in Latin. It kind of covers a lot of ground, and it takes you from the start when you're walking into battle together, like soldiers marching, through the story of the fear of war and the fear of losing people that you love, and then questioning that and what that means, and then coming out the other side with the same music that we started with, saying better is peace than war. And it's such a powerful message. Mm. And it's been really enjoyable to walk through that, the footsteps of those soldiers, with everyone singing it.
Well, you've certainly intrigued me, and I, you know, it will be a wonderful, wonderful performance. Just remind us where and when it's taking place.
So we're doing The Armed Man by Carl Jenkins in Blackburn Cathedral on the 10th of November, starting at 7. And then our next concert will be Messiah, Handel's Messiah by Candlelight, also in the cathedral on the 1st of December.
Oh, yeah. You just made me go all gooey. I mean, it just sounds absolutely divine. It really does. And you do sell tickets for the event at Blackburn Cathedral.
Yeah.
But this is goes ploughed back into the choir again, doesn't it? And you hope people will come along, maybe like John did initially, to see a performance and then think, actually, I want to play as well.
Yeah, it's really important for us. And we want to reach as many people as we can. We want as many people to come and join us and sing as we can. A lot of people think, they can't sing, that's not for me, I can't read music very well. But come along, see what it's like. You know, you're welcome to any rehearsal. And if you like it, then stay with us. And if you don't, we'll see you at the concert. That's fine.
John,
and if you are going to come along, The Armed Man is the perfect one to come along to, I think, because of the event, because of the timing.
Yes.
And it's an accessible piece of music to listen to as well.
Yeah, I've been listening to some of it online, and I just think, yeah, and it's one of those, when you've got a headset on, you're listening, it just sweeps you away to somewhere else. John Nabby, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.